You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
You'd have to just kind of be a fly on the wall here in this studio for the conversations that go on, during songs and commercial breaks or after we get off the air. You know, we're sitting around talking about what we're going to do on the next day's show, and we just get off on these wild and crazy tangents, and something came up where Emily was talking about her new boyfriend, Chip, and so I just looked, I figured I got nothing to lose asking this question, and I said, tell me, Emily Ann, have you said, I love you to Chip? Because, you know, they haven't been, Jeremy, they haven't been going
it's
out.
It's like a month, that, right?
How they haven't gone out together? That long,
little,
really.
Little over a month.
A little over a month. So.
And I fully expected her to say yes, but for some reason I was still surprised when she said it.
Well, I kind of did a face and I was like, oh, yeah. Here's the deal, though. Sweet Chip. I try to keep my mouth shut a lot because if I start talking about him, I'm just going to gush and I'm just going to get all ooey gooey because he's just so wonderful.
He's a nice guy. I've met him. Nice firm handshake, strong mustache.
He's a great kisser. Excellent kisser.
Great kisser.
I met him and I didn't care for him at all.
Ah, you're crazy.
He's
you
a good actually. Guy. Dom sent me the thumbs up emoji. Dom has never sent me an emoji in our entire lives.
They were giving each other piggyback rides around the office. It was adorable.
I'm just so freaking happy.
All right.
And that's the thing. So when I'm with him, we have so much fun. And, okay.
Are you going to cry?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to know if you've actually said, I love you.
But here's the deal. He is breaking all of my rules because I actually said it first. And I just opened up my mouth, and it came out. And I was at his place of work, actually. And I guess I have to say, so he's a firefighter.
Of course.
I love you. Okay, I love you.
I happen to love all of you in the firehouse right now.
Can I turn on the siren? I love you.
So we're hanging out. Me and my best friend were there, and it was a slow night.
Are you allowed to do that? Just go hang out at the firehouse?
Well, we didn't go for a Saturday. So. You're allowed to stop by and
drop off something.
For 2 hours? Watch a movie?
Oh, it wasn't that long. But then all of a sudden, the alarm goes off. They get a call. So they're like, okay, get it on out. We're like, oh, okay. So we're running out the door. And he was like, okay, see you later. And then he leans in just to give me a kiss goodbye. And I was like, okay, I love you. And I my eyes got real big and I was like,
oh dear God, no.
God, I just said that.
Did he just give you an I know?
And he looked at me and I was just like, of course. What is the first thing I say after dropping the L bomb on Sweet Chip? I say, okay, I love you. And he looked at me and I go, I didn't mean it.
You said I didn't mean it?
I kind of slipped.
About four times I said, I didn't mean it. And he was, which of course made the situation,
That's reassuring. Now he's going to an emergency call and that's all he has in his head is Emily doesn't love me. But does she love me? I don't know. I've got to go save a life.
Can I
focus right now?
I am adorable, aren't I?
Somebody probably died because of you.
So then the next day, we spent some time together and we had a little talk. And then he was kind of going off. And then finally, I was like, Chip. And he kind of stopped. And then I was like, I love you. I said it again. I said it twice without him saying anything. God.
Like straight on eye contact?
Yes. I cannot help it. I just open up my mouth and the love comes out
for
this guy.
What did he say?
Were you clothed at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Not for long.
Yes. Not for long. Those times. But then it took a few days for and I didn't even care. I didn't even care that I said it and he didn't even
say
it.
So now are you...
I was just like, this is it.
Well, what did he say back to you when you said it the second time?
We were driving, and he was like, I'm driving on the highway right now, and I need to focus on the road. Don't expect me to say it.
So, Seinfeld episode, you did not get the return, I love you?
It took a few days. And you know what?
Days to process it.
I don't even care, because it's like, I will love this man, and I don't even care if you love me back, because it just feels so good to love you.
You say that now.
I know.
He had to call his other girlfriends, too, and be like, you know what?
Hey, listen, I'm about to tell Emily that I love her.
I'm about to commit here.
Chip would never. But so this is the first time in my life that I've ever said I love you first to a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are moving fast. Huh. Like, I feel like there's going to be some sort of engagement within 6 months and probably a baby.
I don't know. Don't you bite your tongue.
Yeah,
no.
There's going to be
within 3 months, actually.
A baby and an engagement.
But here's the deal. Why I didn't tell you
maybe
guys.
Maybe over Christmas.
Yeah, a little Christmas baby.
Maybe. Whoa. Little baby Jesus is my personal favorite. So the reason why I didn't even want to tell you to you, it's like I was so excited. I want to sing it from the mountaintops. And I told all my girlfriends.
Why don't
you
want to tell me?
Because I was afraid that you were going to do the whole it's too soon after dating for a month, dropping an L-bomb.
No, because first of all, I'm a little surprised he didn't, because every survey in the world shows that guys far and away say it first.
Right.
It's just a guy thing. And it's not, I know women right now are saying, oh, it's just because you like, you know, want to get us in the sack.
Yeah. And
that might have something to do with it, but it's not 100%. It's just that guys, the way it's just like we've talked about when a relationship ends, guys are the first to, you know, rebound and get into another relationship.
Yeah,
so guys just naturally are generally, with some exceptions, generally they're the first to say, I love you.
30 days in, Em, with me and Sweet Knick Knack, about 30 days in. I dropped the I love you on her.
I don't know why I was so paranoid to say that after only a month when I start talking to people and they're like, yeah, it was about a month that I said it. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. So that's
hey,
like, that's
you know,
cool.
Time to have some true
when
feelings.
When you know,
you know. So why, but why prevent do people, yourself from something that feels so good?
Because there are so many people and many of them listening to this show right now who are rolling their eyes. Who subscribe to the whole idea that you're supposed to play games so that if you both know that you love each other, you have to play this game that you don't say it, you wait for some certain prescribed amount of time,
right.
And it's just a bunch of BS, and it's like, how cool are you? No, if you know you have fallen in love with someone, then say it.
Yeah.
Say, hey.
Get on the radio.
I love you.
And
I love
say
you.
And there's nothing wrong with that
even
whatsoever.
Even if you're at their work and you shouldn't be hanging out.
Even if it was cocktail fueled. Even if he doesn't say it back for a week.
Back to you, Jer Bear, though, because you were the first to say I love you.
Sure was.
Did you get a return ILY?
Yes.
You
but
did.
But, you know, it was in my parents' garage, which is super romantic, and we were out there hanging out, and I just said it. And
why
she
were you
said
in the garage?
Back. I had just got a new Bronco at the time I was rebuilding, and we were kind of looking at it, and blah, blah, blah.
You said, pass me that lug wrench, I love you.
I'm about ready to torque wrench dad ass.
He actually,
is what I said.
Did you say, I love you to the Bronco, and she thought it was her?
Right, I love you, Ford. I love you. I mean, Nicole, I love you. But, you know, it's weird because we had known each other for like a year beforehand, so we kind of were very comfortable around each other, so it was just a little bit easier. There wasn't a lot of stress. Okay. For us, you know, so.
How did she react when you said it?
She said it right back.
Just right away?
Yeah, and then we embraced and made sweet, sweet love.
You and Nicole, or you and the Ford?
Right on my parents' garage floor. It was a magical experience. We were all oily.
Grease stains and everything.
It was epic. Epic nookie.
Hey, if you've got a first I love you story that you want to share that has been kind of funny for you over the years, here's Mike on the phone. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? So my now fiance and I, we met actually over the internet a number of years ago, and we didn't actually get to meet each other until she got done hiking the Tahoe Rim Trail in California.
Okay.
So we spent like 2 weeks talking on the phone, getting to know each other. And then when she came back, I met her at the airport. And then about a week later, you know, everything was just jiving for me, and I dropped the L word. And she just looks at me like, you know, like Amish people at Circuit City. She just didn't even know what to do. So,
have you been like holding on to that line, even though Circuit City went out of business 10 years ago?
Change that to Best Buy.
The Marine Corps and had to have a lot of witty comebacks for a lot of quick things.
That's
so
awesome.
But yeah, it was just. And then she responded with, "Well, what do you want to go? What do you want to go eat?" And I was kinda like, Whatever will make you happy.
About a
month later, she was like, I didn't know what to say. I just didn't want you to feel odd. I just felt it. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah?
But yeah, just the way that she looked at me, I was just like,
Oh, no. Too soon. Abort.
I'm glad you called, Mike. Thanks for making us laugh. Have a great day, okay?
Later, guys.
Thanks.
Now I want to go with an Amish person to Best Buy.
I know.
What is this? Look at their face.
Here's Taylor. Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
It's going great. Yeah. So tell us about the I love you story.
Okay, so I believe I was in the third grade when this happened. So I was probably about maybe 9 or so, so very young. And the guy I was kind of with, he wanted to tell me in secret. So I'm like, okay, what's the secret? So he's like, well, I love you. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know what to say to this because I'm young and naive. I don't know what it means. So I say, I love you too. And the creepy part is, he was in the same daycare center I was at our school, so he wanted to French kiss me in secret, but thankfully we got caught.
So this is what's going on at daycares, huh?
French kiss you so, in third grade.
He dropped the L-bomb just to get a little tongue.
Did he even know what he was doing?
Like, yeah, apparently he did. He got his way.
He said he did, but I told him, no, I don't know what that means. And he explained it to me. I'm like, that's just gross. Why would I want to do that?
So you said yes to the I love you, but no to the French kiss.
Gotcha.
Yes. Because I really didn't want somebody to put in my mouth.
No, you really don't.
No, stay strong, Taylor. Stay strong. Listen, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys, too, and I love listening to you.
Thank you. We love you back.
French kisses.
We would French kiss her right now if we could. Here's Joanne. Hello, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what do you have for me?
Well, we were dating for probably a couple of months at the most. And he said, I love you. And I looked at him and I said, you don't know what love is.
Oh, snap.
You don't even know what love is. And he said, yes, I do. I love you. And I said, no, I don't think so. And, well, we've been married 32 years.
Yay! Yay! Did he ever figure out what love is?
Foreigner.
I want to know what love is. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, can we play that?
I want you to show me.
Is that in the system?
If play? It is, that's the universe.
I want to know what love is. I'm
like, I feel like that would instantly play when she told him, you know, right. You don't know what love is.
Oh,
but
hell yes.
Wait, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
It'll probably take a good minute before they
damn
get to
it.
The chorus, you know?
Right.
Still so good.
I love you, foreigner.
Hey, those of you who are on hold,
hold on.
Don't go away. I guess we got to play it at least to the hook, don't we?
Yes.
The thing is, it's going to take a minute.
It's all right.
Well, then fast forward.
It's the greatest
you
song
can't
ever.
Fast forward
yeah,
on this thing.
Oh.
It's all right, just let it go. Just
hold it.
Can one of us embrace right now? Like, I feel like there needs to be some.
You and Dom. Dom.
Chris, come here.
Dom and Jeremy.
All right.
You all had to play in the background while we
say
take
I
it
love
off.
You and then French kiss like those third graders.
We're going to talk to Alice real fast. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Listen, in the middle of your story, I might make you hold on so we can listen to the chorus, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so what's your story?
So my boyfriend and I have been dating for about a year and a half now, and let's go back to month one. So we were actually in the middle of an argument. And
oh, yes.
Like, I was like, I love you, you idiot.
No, I don't you. I hate your family.
He goes, oh, I love you too. And the fight was over. But you know what? That doesn't really work anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But you're still right.
Yes,
you know what? I've got a similar situation I was in once. But Alice, hold on just a second, okay?
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Want you to show me.
Okay. We finally got it.
Oh,
Alice,
good.
I do love your story. I do have, I'll never forget as long as I live, somebody once screaming at me, I love you, you dip, you know what?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that ever. Yeah.
Is that your mom?
I know.
I think she said, I'm in love with you, you dip blank. Oh. And I was like,
jeez.
Huh. That will be indelibly loaded into my brain circuits forever. That's one of the most romantic things ever. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on
we
the
love you.
Show. Here's Susie. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what have you got? What's your story?
Well, I was dating my husband probably for a month, month and a half, and I was tickling his back. He was laying on the couch. I wasn't scratching it because it was tickling. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, I love you on his back. And he said he loved me too, but he never picked his head up and looked at me. But that was okay.
He just felt it.
Sneaky.
He just felt it.
That's pretty slick. That's kind of romantic.
That's very romantic.
The cutesy factor is really high on
that. Yeah.
That's cutesy.
No, you can't feel that.
Yes, you can.
He did.
James Bond.
Let me tell you why. Because if somebody's just scratching or tickling your back or whatever, it's random. But when you stop and start creating letters, the guy's brain will, because we like to solve puzzles, will immediately stop what we're doing. Even if we're watching a football game, you're starting to write something on our backs, we will zero in on it. Yeah. So
Your breath smells.
Yeah, he did. He zoned right in on it.
That's right.
What?
I love you too.
That'll always happen.
Don't stop.
Hey, I love you guys. Your show is just awesome. It's awesome.
Man.
That's nice.
We all want to write I love you on your back. Stop some more. Listen.
Kid, I got chills.
Have a great day, okay?
Okay, you guys too. Love you.
Love you back. Love you too. Here's Claire. Hello, Claire. You get the last word on this.
Oh, great. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
No, we want to bring it home with you. What's your story?
So my now current husband and I were dating for about, I'd say, 2 months, and he had asked me to go to Montana with him to his cousin's graduation. And we were in Montana, and we were at a bar with his dad, and I don't know what we were talking about, but he goes, "You know I love you, right?" And I was so excited and so happy I heard it that I started crying. Well, his dad had gone to go get beers, and when he came back, I was in tears. And his dad was like, "What's her deal?" And he was like, "Oh, I just told her I love you."
Oh, there's something really special about that. That's extra special.
It was a good time. We've been together now 5 years, married one, and we just had a little baby about 5 months ago.
You know, that's very cool. And I'll bet your father-in-law has a really special place in his heart for you because he was there with the first time it was said.
Yes, he does. He gives me a hard time about it, but he's a real good guy. So
I'm glad you called, Claire. Thanks for listening to the show, and be safe out there,
okay? Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
I love love.
Those are great stories. Those are great stories. I asked Chris off the air, who said it first, you or Tim? She goes, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know,
but I got to thinking about it, and I remember Tim saying that he wanted to sweep me off my feet for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's huge.
I think I just fell in love with Tim.
I got goosebumps.
How did you react to that?
I was stunned.
Did you weep?
No, I didn't cry, but I mean, he's kept his word. 10 years, and he still sweeps me off my feet.
Oh, Timmy!
That better be Chip. Damn it.
One of the sweetest things like that I ever heard is I had a friend of mine who told me that one of her clients was like, I don't know, 90 years old. And she told my friend, she goes, "You know what? We've been together for like 60 years or something." She goes, "I still get butterflies when I hear the garage door open."
Oh my goodness. I'm going to cry.
Isn't that the sweetest thing? You know, the sound of the garage door.
No, no, no.
And she's just like that.
Oh my God, he's home.
But you kind of get, you kind of get what you expect. So if you go into it thinking like, "Nah, you lose your love after a few years, blah blah blah."
Exactly right.
If you think you're gonna,
and if that guy was 90 years old out driving, I mean, it's a relief when he gets home.
He made it.
I kind of thought the same thing.
Oh, thank God he's home.
It's like, you know, hope he Ubered. Get an Uber.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.